Bible has many instructions regarding baptism. For example, the Apostle Paul reminds us, when you were baptized, it was the same as being buried with Christ. Then you were raised to life because you had faith in the power of God who raised Christ from death. We receive these following instructions from the Apostle Peter. Baptism is more than just washing your body. It means turning to God with a clear conscience because Jesus Christ was raised from death. Christ is now in heaven, where he sits at the right side of God. And now hear these words of Jesus to his disciples. I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Go to the people of all nations and make them my disciples. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And teach them to do everything I have told you. I will be with you always until the end of the world. I invite you now to turn in the blue hymnal, selection number 740, for a responsive reading regarding believers' baptism. Let us read responsively from God's holy word. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. All of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above. The candidates may now leave the sanctuary and prepare for their baptism. Baptism is one of the two ordinances or instructions given by Christ to his followers. In baptism, through faith, we are made one with Christ. We are buried with Christ and with him raised from the dead to walk a new life. The washing of our bodies with water is the outward and visible sign of the cleaning of our inner being through the grace of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We are baptized not only with water, but also with the Holy Spirit. And by this same Spirit, we are baptized into Christ's body, the church, and made members of the whole people of God. This morning, a vase with four red carnations is on the communion table, symbolizing Christ's body, the church. After each candidate is baptized, a flower will be added to the vase, symbolizing his or her new life in Christ, in new membership in Christ's body. Let us pray together. God of mercy, you wash away our sins in water. You give us a new birth in the Spirit and redeem us in the blood of Christ. As we prepare to witness the baptism of new believers, increase our awareness of your blessings and renew your gift of life within us. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. This morning, Michael Huddy will be assisting me during the baptisms. And between the baptism of each candidate, we will remain seated and sing verses of a baptismal hymn written by Malden native and first foreign American Baptist missionary, Adoniram Judson, in preparation of obeying Christ's command to baptize those who have professed their faith in him, and celebrating the faith of those who are coming to be baptized. Let us sing verse 1 of Come Holy Spirit, Dove Divine. I don't think this candidate needs a lot of introduction because we've witnessed her grow up almost in this church, on and off. But this is Naomi Dilkapoma. Naomi was born in Worcester, the eldest of three. And, you know, the family moved around several times while she was younger, but they relocated to Malden 5 years ago, and we've been especially blessed to have Naomi in our church family more often in the last 5 years. Naomi will be a junior in the fall at Northeast Metro Tech High School, where she is studying metal fabrication, welding, what it basically enjoy doing. She loves to cook, listen to music, and have fun. Naomi has attended our Sunday school and vacation Bible school, as well as Grottenwood Camp for several summers. And in meeting with Naomi in discipleship classes, Naomi has a heart to make this church grow, numerically and spiritually. Many of us have watched Naomi grow up, as I mentioned, since she was very young, and visiting her grandparents and great-grandparents. Today is a joyous time as we now witness Naomi take the next step on her spiritual journey and be baptized. Naomi, do you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior?
I do.
And do you promise to follow him every day of your life? Let us pray. Loving God, may your spirit fall upon Naomi and remain with her all the days of her life. May the joy of this moment be hers forever. Amen. Having declared your acceptance in Jesus Christ, your desire to follow him all the rest of your life, I now baptize you, Naomi Marcelina Vilcapoma, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I had said that we knew Naomi pretty well, and our next candidate probably is not as well known to many of us. This is Khalid Osmani. He was born in Kabul, Afghanistan, and attended high school in Pakistan. He moved to the United States in 2011 to complete his education in computer technology. He currently works as an IT specialist in Boston. Khalid enjoys painting, playing video games, and going to the gym. Khalid grew up in a family with two sisters and one brother, and the family was Muslim, the state religion of Afghanistan. But Khalid started attending a Christian church with a friend when he moved to New Mexico here in the States for college. And he moved to Malden 2 years ago to be with your wife, and he started attending our church this winter. From his first visit, Khalid talked to me about becoming a Christian. He has attended our discipleship classes and is now here today to be baptized. Khalid, do you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior?
Yes.
And do you promise to follow him all the days of your life? Let us pray. Loving God, may your spirit fall upon Khalid and remain with him all the days of his life. May the joy of this moment be his forever. Amen. Having declared your acceptance in Jesus Christ, your desire to follow him every day of your life, I now baptize you, Khalid Osmani, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Amen. We have done as Christ commanded. As Naomi and Khalid have confessed their faith, committed themselves to discipleship, and been baptized, let us all renew our baptismal vows now as we pray together. Gracious God, baptize us afresh with your Spirit. May we know once again the newness of life so abundantly shown to Naomi and Khalid as they were baptized. Open our hearts that we may demonstrate to them the same spirit of love that was in Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us. It is in his name that we pray. Amen.